Amen. I like that part of that song where it says, just think of it. Man alive, you start thinking about it very long, you'll have a fit.
That's right.
Amen. So that's what I want to do this morning, just throw a fit. Amen. Ain't it good to be saved?
Yes,
good to be a child of God.
Yes,
I'm glad I'm washed in the blood.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm redeemed.
Yep.
Glad I'm going to heaven when I die.
Yes,
amen. I'm glad I'm in church.
Yes,
thank God. Thank God I'm an American.
Amen.
Amen. I spent 2 weeks in Canada. Thank God I'm not a Canuck. Amen. They're too pacifist for me.
Yeah.
All of them kept asking me, you know, we's way up in Alberta, way up yonder. They was all asking me about the war, you know, and all that. And I said, yeah, man, we're going to kill them all. I said, nuke them till they glow, then shoot them at night. They don't understand that. And I said, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of y'all too. Amen. But take your Bible this morning and turn to Ephesians chapter number 5. It is good to be here. I sure appreciate Ephesians chapter 4, I'm sorry. I sure like it when the Lord moves in. And I've already felt him here this morning. And amen. I tell you, I love to be in church. When I got saved, I got churchy. Amen. I mean, before I saved, I couldn't stand Christians. They made me mad. I'd see them going to church on Sunday morning if I was ever up that early. And their Bibles on their dash, and they just aggravated me. All the men, you know, wore a tie and short hair. They all looked like cops. Thought they were narcotic police or something. Then I found out that when the Christians got in church, they gave 10% of what they owned to the church. Man, that made me mad. I went, what? You got to be kidding me. Then, man, I got saved, and I found out, man, that's just the least you can do. And they want to give. Amen. Man, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I got in with a nerd crowd.
Amen.
I don't care nothing about fitting into this world no more. I don't have to worry about being tough no more. Amen. I mean, I still size up the crowd, but that's just old habits. I still like to set my back against the wall in the restaurant. But I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't gotten a fight in weeks. Amen. No, it's been a long time. Used to carry a gun. Now I carry a Bible. I love it. I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter number 4, and we'll read a couple verses of Scripture and then just throw a fit. Call y'all names, and then we'll go eat. Amen. There ain't nobody in here hungrier than I am right now. But look in verse number 17. Bible says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Boy, if you're walking in the vanity of your mind, you are walking in a very small area. Amen. Listen, folks, your mind, do you realize, somebody said a mind's a terrible thing to waste. Do you realize how much your mind can take over? Why, you can outweigh the Bible. You can outweigh anything a preacher says. Why, you can become your own God. If there's folks sitting in here right now, now I don't know everybody. I think I kind of picked up on a few visitors here, but I don't know really who you are. I remember some of the old faces here. You can't preach to people for a week and not have their images burnt into your mind, especially this crowd. Good night. I remember where y'all sit. It's like indelibly burned into my memory banks. But the visitors that are sitting here, if you're not saved, you know the reason you are? You have talked yourself out of it for years. Amen. And you're going to have to do that again today. If you walk out of here today not saved, you'll have to do the same thing again. And you'll have to reason this out, and you'll become your own authority again. And I'm going to try my best to tear all that down before you walk out of here. Amen. Look at verse number 18. It says, having the understanding darkened. Now notice how the King James Bible, notice the wording of the Bible. It says the understanding. You notice it don't say their understanding? There is a understanding, folks. Amen. You say, well, what are you talking about? You think you all are right and everybody else is wrong? Yes. There's one God. There's one mediator between God and men. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Now, whether or not you want to trust him and believe in God and live a Christian life and live for God, that's totally up to you. But if you don't want to, it's because you've had the understanding darkened. Sitting here today, all of us here, God created you. Whether you want to admit that or not, he's your creator. And one day you'll stand before him. You'll have to give an account of everything you've done. Amen. And when he'll look and he don't see your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, he'll cast you in a lake of fire. That's an understanding. And when you have that darkened, man, that's how you fill your life up with everything else. That's why we're all in here shouting this morning and crying because somebody over there on the piano singing, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, lifted me way up high. Amen. Say, why? Hey, he rescued us. We're rescued, saved, going to heaven when we die. We got it. Amen. I'm on the right side. I win in the end. Go in the juvenile facility sometimes, and these kids in the juvenile halls, and kids who get arrested nowadays, a lot of them are into Satanism. Amen. I mean, you ought to see some of this stuff. I'll get to this in a minute. Y'all ain't in no hurry anyways, are you? It won't take me long. Once I get into this, I can't preach real long. I'll have a heart attack. But these kids nowadays, you'd be surprised. Some of you older folks, you have no idea what some of these kids are listening to, what they're doing. You ever heard of a mosh pit? How many of y'all have never heard of a mosh pit? Let me see your hands. A mosh pit is they got this punk rock stuff that they play. And it ain't like what we used to listen to. It ain't like, you know, ba 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 baran, ba ba ba. It ain't nothing like that. That stuff nowadays, you know, if rock and roll music, if that music is wicked and that stuff sounds demonic, now they sing. Their singing sounds like the devil. I mean, they'll sing it sounds like this. I want to take your soul to hell. I want to blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm telling you, it's something else. And they get together in a pit, and they'll sew razor blades and stuff in their clothes, and they run into each other, take their fists and hit each other. And they all do that and run around. That's what these kids are into. And, man, we're trying to rescue them out of that.
Yeah.
Amen. And the stuff they've had their understanding darkened. They're alienated from the life of God. And sitting here tonight, I hope you ain't like that. Amen. Look what it says. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Man, when I read that, it almost puts chills up and down my back. All I know about the life of God now, I don't know what it'd be like to be alienated away from it. Could you imagine? I don't want to entertain the thought.
Amen.
I can't imagine trying to fill Sunday morning up with something else other than church.
Amen.
Can't imagine being to the races or fishing or being hunting somewhere and while the people of God are meeting. No, man, I don't want to be alienated from the life of God.
Amen.
You kids that are sitting here, you look at me. For long, you're gonna make decisions on your own for long. Some of you, the next 5, 6, 7 years, that's going to tell whether or not you got the goods or not. I'll tell you, I'm tired of seeing kids get out. Tired of it. I've waged war against that. Man, get in. Get right with God. Have your heart tender toward him. You can do that here today. Amen. Man, I can't even get into my message without starting to preach already. It says, alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Here's what I want to preach about. Look at verse 19. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Say, what's lasciviousness? That's a big word to tell you animal-like. That means you can do anything that a dog does. Amen. Animal-like behavior. says to work all uncleanness with greediness. I want to preach on those two words this morning, past feeling. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. Thank you, God, for this morning meeting with us. God, I pray now as we open this book and preach, God, we're totally dependent upon thee. God, I pray you'll speak to our hearts and help the folks here, God, that are not saved, Lord. Save them like you did us. Make it easy for them to be saved today. God, send revival here this week, and we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Bible says here, who being past feeling. Now, let me reason this with you. I've heard this ever since I got saved. I heard we don't base what we believe on feelings. Amen. I mean, there's a truth to that statement. But we've heard that so long now that we'll go to church and half the people there, or 90% of them, ain't got no feelings.
Yeah, come on.
I'm telling you, we're living in an age now, you ought to see it from up here. Man alive, I go to some churches, it's like preaching to a room full of owls. And if anybody moves, they all go. If a kid cries, you can see all their heads will go. You ought to see it. Man, I mean, you can be preaching about, you know, something sure enough good. Every once in a while, a preacher will hit something good. I mean, something funny. People just sit there like a bump on a log. I don't know if they've got any feelings. If feelings don't have anything to do with it, why in the world did the Bible say they were past feeling? Man, I hope this morning, I hope you can still feel. Kids are scary nowadays. You don't never know what they're thinking. I mean, there's some of you sitting in here, you're like a little scared mouse. Amen. Man alive, do you ever feel anything? Amen. Do you ever feel saved? Man, every once in a while, I feel saved. I felt it a little while ago sitting over there. Man, he's talking about the Lord, just think of it, the God of all the earth. Amen. Man, he loves me. Man, I feel religious. Amen. I mean, I feel like a Christian here this morning. Past feeling. We're living in a day and age now. My goodness. People look like they're sitting on a tack and sucking on a lemon. I bet you ought to see it. You ought to see it traveling around the country. I've had people get mad at me, roll their eyes, stare you down, try to give you the cold stare. Deliberate blink. You ever seen that? Man, that helps me. Amen. I was in a church. I might have told this here last time I was here. I can't remember what I say. My brain's only that big around. But I was in a church in Texas, and there was a lady there. She loathed me. Do you know what loathe means? That's like going to the dentist and getting a tooth pulled. And Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, all the way to Friday night. Well, Thursday night, she'd been there every service. I mean, she would huff. It was a small church about the size of y'all right here. And if she could hear, she'd go. I mean, here you are trying to preach all week long. And they're like, she's looking at her watch and. Finally, Thursday night, I get over here, and she's sitting on where you're sitting right there. And I go, ma'am, why in the world are you even here? When I did that, her husband, he hadn't done nothing all week, and he went like this. He went. He started looking over at her going, get her. I'm telling you the truth. Say why? He had to live with her. Amen. And man, I'm sitting here this morning. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. God rescued me. Amen. Man, he got me out of the bars, out of the dope. And man, I've got a clear mind this morning. I've got a family. Hey, got a brand new grandbaby, amen. And man, God's been good to me. And buddy, I'm telling you, when he moves around, when he stirs around, I can feel him, amen. I'm not past feeling. How about you? I preached this message in a church in Missouri. And there's an old boy sitting where you're sitting. And his name is Elmer Barnes. He's the old bus guy that works. Good guy. I mean, great guy. And we're sitting there, and I was preaching this message. And halfway through the message, he jumps up. And he starts going, I can feel. I can feel. Whoa! And he starts walking around while I'm preaching through the church. He's walking around going, I can feel. I can feel. Whoa! Amen. They'd say, well, why did he do that? He'd been a time where he couldn't. You ever been there? Sure you have. Some of you, I'd not know it. Amen. I've seen it. Got where you couldn't feel. Say, huh? You got past feeling. I know this. It's sure hard to get people to the altar when they're past feeling. It's sure hard to get any help to them when they're past feeling. It's sure hard for you to tell somebody you love them when you're past feeling. Amen. Past feeling. Is that you? Have you numbed yourself with the pleasures of this old world? Amen. Boy, it's quiet. I like it when it gets like this. Amen. Let me say, number one, you know what we've gotten past feeling over? The crucifixion of the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, you don't have to like my preaching style. You don't have to like the sound of my voice. Maybe just my looks aggravate you. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross for you. He shed his blood, and you got in an old Gentile dog that ought to be in hell with gasoline britches on. Amen. And he died for you. I just try most of my time, Brother Gary, is just trying to get people that are saved to realize what they got. I'm telling you, if you ain't never expressed it in an open forum like this in a church, you ought to. Say, why? He's that good. He's worthy. Amen. He died on the cross. He suffered for me. Least I can do is live for him. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's the best there is. He's the great I Am. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the bright morning star. He's the balm of Gilead. He's the beauty of holiness. I'm telling you, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's our God. He's our Savior, the crucified one. You ever feel him? Does he ever move around in your soul? Maybe you're just backslid as a devil. Amen. That's why we have revival. Some of you kids, my goodness, why don't you get out of the doldrums you're in? Man, this could be the best time of your life. Amen. Man, I couldn't imagine. How old are you, girl? I couldn't imagine 16 years old sitting on the front row of a church. I couldn't imagine sitting and listening and being a part of this. Tell you, I'm 16 years old, I was already a mess. And God rescued me. I'll tell you what he did for you. He double saved you. I'm telling you, I got a bad testimony. I ruined my life. But no, no. God's been good to you. He's able you to be here while you're this age. Man alive, take advantage of it. Amen. Don't you let all these jaybirds around here run around and shout while you be quiet. Man, half of them squandered half their life. They cooked most of it out on dope and drinking and everything else. Some of you raised in church. Man, God's been double good to you. Got a good testimony. Well, man, when God swells up inside of you, let him out. Amen. Crucifixion of the Son of God. Amen. Man, that song, that's the people from Kentucky sang it. They said, the crown that my Lord wore. You ever heard that one, Jesse? Said it was a crown of cruel thorns. Said the jewelry that my Lord wore was nails. Said the robe that he wore was made with a scourge. Said the rubies that this king had was drops of blood. That's what my Savior did for me. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't got a religion. I ain't just here just because I'm in church. I'm here because I've been rescued by the Son of God. He pulled me out of the muck and mire of this whole world. But I'm telling you, I can feel him. I can feel him right now stirring around in my soul. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Amen. Child of God. Boy, thank God I can feel that. I can feel him moving around in my soul. Can you? Something's wrong then. If you can't, something's wrong. Need to get saved. I learned something. It's much easier to live a Christian life after you're saved. Amen. A lot of folks trying to do it, never been saved. You know what your problem is now? You're afraid if you do get saved, everybody would be embarrassed. You say, you trying to retread me? I'd retread you every day if I could. There ain't no preacher alive ever been able to retread me.
Yeah.
Man, when I got saved, there was a drastic change in my life. I knew exactly what happened. Amen. And if you got saved, there's something happened. Amen. Man, I got my hair. I went and got my hair cut. Quit my dope. Amen. I remember the first couple times I got high after I got saved. What a misery. Miserable. Amen. Boy, I got quiet there. How can you enjoy that? You know what a Christian has to do when they roll them up, you know, little joint, go out in the woods somewhere, or go out in your car and smoke. You got to do it by yourself. How's that make you feel? I had a buddy of mine in Bible school, PBI. Went all the way through Bible school, one of the best soul winners I ever met. You know what he couldn't shake? Couldn't shake the pot habit. So you know what he'd do? He'd go down there around old Palafox and down there around Detroit, and he'd go out there and buy him a nickel bag. He'd go out in the woods and get high and come back and feel like a worm, hit the altar and cry. I prayed with him. I don't know how many times I prayed with him. He drives down in that district one day to buy him a nickel bag of marijuana. The guy says, try this. A little rock. About like that. Crack cocaine. That was a tumble spiral all the way down to the bottom. Next time he raised his head and could think and can feel, he'd lost his family. He lost his children. He lost his mind. And I'm telling you, that's where some's headed right here sitting in this room. And today, all you're going to do is take this message and just rough it off you like water off a duck's back, just like you've done the thousands you've heard before. You are almost past feeling. Amen. The Son of God, the crucifixion. Man, how hard do you got to be when that story don't bother you no more? Brother Gary, a friend of ours, wrote a song about Barabbas. He was singing about, you know, I love that man in the middle, man called Barabbas. He wrote that song and it says, from my prison cell, I watched them play the cruel games with just a man, a blindfold, and a purple robe of shame. They struck the man upon his face and said in mockery, said, prophesy and tell us, was it either him or me? Said later, I forget how it goes, said, Barabbas, you're the people's choice. He'll die, you're free to go. Said later, I watched him take his life on Calvary. Either him or me, he took my place on Calvary.
Yes.
So unworthy to go free. Either him or me. He took my place. Suffered and died for me. Least I can do is live for him. If that means getting rid of my dope, Lord, you got it. If that means quitting cigarettes, sure. Getting my hair cut and walking right, talking right, spitting white. I'll do it for you, Lord. I'll live for you. I'll look like a Christian. Amen. I'll come to church. I'll live for you, Lord. I can do that much. Amen. What do I need to do? Do I need to challenge your manhood? Amen. That's what the old preacher did to me. Said, oh, you find yourself tough? How come you won't live for God? You ain't tough. Cigarette gets you in the world. Dirty movies got you out. Amen. Past feeling. Hope that ain't you. If it is, you probably already shut me off. I'll tell you what else we're past feeling over. Conviction of sin. Man, I've waged war against it. I go to the youth camp. I got 8 youth camps this summer to preach. You folks that are sitting here, you older guys that sin just about runs you, what do you want me to preach to them? I'll ask you. What should I tell them? What should I tell them to stay away from? Thank you. Amen. So that's what I'm going to do. Bad music, bad places, bad women, bad men, dirty movies. Think I should preach again it? How's coming ain't working on you then? Maybe I ought to bring you. Amen. Got these kids nowadays, 13, 14 years old, look like they fell into a tackle box. They got stuff through their noses, through their eyebrows. How many of you kids sitting here, you kids, I don't know, 20 on down, how many of y'all know of somebody that you know or ever been in somebody, the kid that cut themselves? Anybody? It's hands in here, you see them? See that? That's what these kids do. Brother Gary, we've had them come to youth camp. I got a little tin that somebody, I guess she put CDs in it, and she had razor blades in there. She brought it to the altar. She's a little old girl, wore dresses. Said, what was wrong? She listened to the wrong music. She'd take razor blades on her legs where nobody could see and cut herself. Seen a kid in Houston, Texas, come to the altar, and he put his arms out like that, and he goes, look, preacher, look what I do to myself. He had cuts all up and down his arms. I said, son, you need to be saved. He goes, yes, sir. Led him to Christ. I got that 10 now. I got a collection. Man, I've got earrings out of boys' ears. I've got nose rings in there. I've got lip rings where they've took them out in revival meetings. Eyebrow rings. I got a collection, man. You ought to see them. Who would put something in their nose on purpose? I try to spend most of my time getting something out of my nose. Put an earring in your nose. My pastor asked a girl one day, said, young lady, can I ask you a question? She said, how do you get a booger out of that side of your nose out? That's a legitimate question. My wife told me, she says, do you know when you drive, you pick your nose? I said, honey, I waited till I got to this age. All men pick their nose.
Amen.
That's just what we do. To put something in your nose on purpose, that's unnatural. We's up there in Delaware, Brother Jesse's home church. It's been several years ago, and there's a gal. She's sitting right in front of my wife, her and her boyfriend, and she had 2 eyebrow rings through her eyebrow. And I started preaching on all that stuff, and she looked at her boyfriend. My wife's sitting right behind her, and she goes, he ain't getting mine. Guess what I got in my little collection? The next night, she come, boy, just bawling. I got 2 pretty little pink eyebrow ring things that go in her eyebrow. Amen. Oh, we probably ain't got that blatant a sin sitting here, but I'll tell you, that's the way you're headed. Conviction of sin. Amen. If it's wrong, quit it.
Amen. Right.
Remember what the old preacher used to preach to us? The old man, he'd say, if it's wrong, man, quit it. If you can't quit it, kick yourself, man. Oh, yeah. He'd just get all of us guys in Bible class sometime, you know, in preacher's class. He'd look over those glasses, and he'd always be chewing on peanuts or hulls or something. He'd say, I'm going to tell you boys something. He'd say, what you boys need to do is get rid of them dirty books you got hid, man. Oh, yeah, you got them hid somewhere, man. And you look around here, a couple of them guys' faces turn beet red. Said, that'll get you. That'll get you. Oh, but when you can sit here just day in, day out, service after service, revival after revival, and it just runs off you like water off a duck's back, past feeling. Amen. Last year we had stuff lined up around the altar here. You all remember that? Amen. Well, we had a glorious time. I just wonder, that was just two or three folks. I wonder what we could do with 20. Have old-fashioned burning service. Amen. Just get rid of it. We seen a boy in Canada up there. He was into rap music. He was a Christian rapper. That's like Christian beer. There ain't no such thing. I said, he's a white boy. I said, sing us one of your songs. He started in this song. It's hilarious. And I stopped him. I said, son, do you know you're white? Do you know you're a white boy? I'm not being racist. He was singing like a black boy. And his britches are way down yonder. I said, son, we don't want to see your hind end. No. He wore his hat, you know, off the side and bandana around his head, and everything was, hey, yo, yo, yo. Say yo. No, no, hey, yo. Say, yes, sir. Yeah. Little punk. Amen. Take him. I don't have to pull your pants down to spank you. They're already down. Just turn you over and wear you out. Why, he couldn't run to get away from me. Fat as I am, I could chase him down. Oh, you preach against, you can just preach till you're blue in the face. Show him in the Bible. Amen. Show him the right way to go. You know what they do? They just past feeling. They don't want to do it. They like it. You know why you still messing around with what you're messing around with? You like it. You like it. Tell you what you need to do. Get out of the sinning business. Amen. Want to have revival? Get right with God. Get right with your family.
Amen.
Amen. You girls, get right with your mama. Right with your pastor. Man, we'll have a time. We'll shout the house down. Past feeling. I'll tell you what else. Past feeling about our conversion, about our soul. Sitting here tonight. Let me ask you this. I don't know who's here visiting, so I'll ask it this way. How many of y'all sitting here know of somebody in this service that's lost? Anybody raise your hand? All right. All right, so there's people here this morning. By their testimony, they think that you're not saved. It's probably why they invited you here. Amen. Let me make it as easy and as simple as I possibly can. If you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. And much more than that, you're going to miss out on a life that you could have used right now to please him and be actually rewarded throughout eternity instead of suffering through hell. Amen. Best thing I ever did in my life is got saved. I'm not over it. I will not get over it. If you think everybody's sitting in here, if you think we were all choir boys and all that, you got another thought coming. If you'd have knew me before I knew him, you'd understand why we shout like we do. Where he found us from. Found us in the pit. Amen. If you need to get saved, get saved. Amen. Unless you're what? Past feeling. If you're past feeling, guess what? You gotta either get up, go, put it out of your mind. Amen. Sitting here this morning, are you saved? Do you know him? Do you know him? Are you living for him? Is he pleased with your life? Amen. Let me ask you this. What will you be doing 10,000 years from now? How about 100 years from now? Will you be singing? Will you be happy? There's a bunch of us in here that will be. Preacher I was with last week, Brother Glenn Stocker, his brother, he was talking about at home. He's 15 years old. Said the military car pulled up to their farm. Officer got out, came to the door. Said his mama come to the door, tears in her eyes. Says, "I'm sorry, Miss Stocker." Said, "Your son is missing in action." 2 weeks later, the same car pulled up. Said, "We found your son, ma'am." Said, "He was killed in action." They's all raised Catholic. Didn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. All they had was a religion. You know what Brother Glenn said with tears in his eyes? He said, "My brother," said, "that's been 40 years ago." He said, "My brother has not had 1 second of rest in all those years." He said, "My brother has suffered in hell from the time he died." Says, "We're sitting here speaking right now. Man, I'm telling you, I got a real vivid picture of that. Sitting here this morning, if you died in the shape you're in right now, you better enjoy the rest. You better enjoy it, because you won't have none there." Amen. Are you glad you're saved? Could I at least get a smile out of you? Some won't even look. I don't understand that. I don't get it. You say, "Well, it's not my personality." Your personality's wrong. Man, if you're saved, you ought to thank him for it. Try it. You might like it. Whoopee. Conversion of your soul. Amen. Had a little old girl come up to me 2 weeks ago. I was sitting on the platform. The invitation was going on. This little girl got up, and here she comes. She walked up on the platform. She looked at me, and she goes, "Preacher, I'm not saved." I said, "We can take care of that."
Yes.
Man, how could I ever be the same after that? How could I ever be the same? I was preaching in Missouri. There's an old boy that come through the week, had an earring through this side of his ear right here, the side of it, big old earring, big old boy, big old rough-looking boy. That's my crowd. Man, I'd walk right down to him. I'd preach to him. He's sitting there, and I said, "Man, why don't you get right with God? Man, we could use you, hoss. Don't let the world win over you." Man, he'd sit there and look at me. He'd look at his wife like, "This guy's crazy." And then one night, give an invitation at revival meeting, and I'm down about right here. And I said, "Man, why don't you come? Why don't you get saved?" He looked over and he goes, "Okay." He got up with there. Man alive, how could I? Hey, I'm right. I'll never be the same. Man, the Lord allows me to see stuff like that. Man, how could I ever get over that? I count it up. I usually, where I preach, I'll write down where I preach. And if anybody gets saved, I'll write the number down over the side. Not to, you know, to be a numbers guy. I'm not a sword of the Lord bunch or none of that. But, you know, Brother Gary, in the 17 years, I figured it up. And a lot of those years, I never kept track. We're at right around 1,700 people. It's gotten saved. How could I ever? You said, "Well, I don't know how you can be so excited. I don't know how you can be so dead. I don't understand. You're weird." Amen. I mean, man alive, folks, we're talking about eternity. Not only that, just right here. Just the good buzz you get from, amen, just the Lord moving in. He heard my cry. He lifted me way up high. Just think of it. Amen. Hey, think of it. And let me say this last of all, compassion for sinners. Some folks are just past feeling. Brother Gary, I've seen it. Folks get saved in a service, and they'll say, you know, the preacher will say, "Young lady, what did you do?" She'll look up. "I asked the Lord to save me." I said, "Are you saved now?" "Yeah." "If you died right now, where would you go?" "Heaven." "Just stand right here, young lady." And he'd say, "Young lady, you come. You brought her. You come down here and stand with her." And they'll come down there and stand, and they'll say, Y'all folks come by and give them the right hand of fellowship. You ladies hug their neck. Tell her you're glad she got saved. And I'm usually up on the platform here somewhere, and you know, I'm always first. I'm always, you know, I'm edging down there. When they get ready to pray, I'm down there, you know. And I watch, and there's people that just get up, walk out, never come down there. And it's the same folks that 5 minutes before that I said, if you're saved here this morning, you know it, would you slip your hand up? And then when them folks get saved, they don't even come down and say, man, I'm glad you got saved. There's something wrong with that. Amen. You wonder why we're as cold as we are. How did you get as cold as you are? What happened? Why don't you fix it? Amen. Compassion for sinners. There ain't nothing like. You ever invited somebody to church? You're waiting, you tell them, they tell you they're going to be there, and you're watching for them. You know, after Sunday school, you're looking and you look and you go, like, man, they're here. Man, you walk down there and, hey, how y'all doing? Come on. You all don't say y'all, though, do you? How you used to do it? I'm how y'all do it. You go out there and, you know, help them out of the car and everything. Got them in there and said, come on. You know, we go right up these steps right here, you know. So what's that? Oh, that's a little electronic thing. You can ride up there. You can ride on that if you want to. Bring you up. You said, man, I want you to meet our pastor. And, you know, and then you walk in, you see some other folks in the church. You say, oh, come over here. I want you to meet, you know, Brother Tom. And I want you to come over here and meet. And there's somebody. And you go, oh, no, come on. Might be somebody you don't want to meet. But, man, you bring them in, and you're sitting there, and you've got them there with you. And, man, you're praying for the preacher. Oh, God, get a hold of him today. Lord, use Brother Gary, help him to preach. And, oh, God, save my friend, Lord, save our soul. And, man, you're sitting there through the service. And the preacher, boy, he starts preaching away. He starts waxing elephants. Amen. And, boy, you can see it. You can see God getting a hold of their heart. Amen. You can look over there, and you swore you almost seen a tear in their eye. Amen. And, boy, you're sitting there praying, oh, God, get a hold of him. Then it comes invitation time. There they are. They're sitting there. You lean over and you go, how about it? You need to go get saved? I'll go with you. They look over with tears and they say, man, I need to. I'm telling you folks, there ain't nothing like that. There ain't nothing that compares to that. And here you come. Get up out of your seat. Come down. Man, I've got to lead some of my friends like that to the Lord. I got to lead. I probably told you all about it last time I was here, and I got to lead old buddy of mine. He used to call him the King Quick Bandit. He used to take a sawed-off shotgun and rob King Quick stores. Old buddy, I got to do that with him. I walked down the aisle with him. Old homemade tattoos he made while he was in prison. Old rock and roll shirt on, old long hair, built like a silverback gorilla. One of the best street fighters I ever seen. We knelt down on this side of the altar, and I said, Eddie, I can't get saved for you, buddy. If you'll put your hand in mine, you ask Christ to save you the best way you know how, he'll save you. Boy, he put that big old meat hook hand in my hand. I said, Eddie, you know you're a sinner. He goes, I know I'm a sinner, Mark. I said, you call on him. You ask him to forgive you. You trust in him, Lord. Boy, he started praying. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Man, his wife sitting over yonder, she's saved, backslid. She started going, woo! Say, why? Oh, that was her old heroin addicted husband down there getting saved. Man, there ain't nothing like that. Amen. Y'all probably don't remember seeing him or not, but at charity a few years ago, had one of my old buddies that got to lead to the Lord. He's 6'6", had a ponytail down the middle of his back like that. He walked into charity, he just hovers over everybody else. He come in, he said, Mark, big old deep voice, old biker. I said, in here, Joe, come on. And folks would look at him. I said, he's all right. He's with me. I got to lead old Joe to the Lord. He cut his ponytail off and saved it for me. Now he's my brother's boss. He witnesses to my brother. You never know who you win to Christ. He says, I'm working on your brother's boy. I said, well, you got your job cut out for you. He said, well, I know that's right. One day he had one of my tapes playing in the tape player, my brother come by. Only time he's ever heard me preach is at a funeral. My brother walked by and he's listening to that and he goes, "Who's that nut?" Joe said, "That's your brother." He went, "Oh." Choo, ran out of there. But sitting here this morning, let me ask you something. Are you saved? Do you know what it means? And why don't you quit fighting? Why don't you quit going on your understanding? Just come this morning and accept Christ as your Savior. Would you do that? Would you do that? Amen. This morning, heads bowed and eyes closed. Jesse's going to come to the piano. Let me ask you something here. Let me ask you, just be honest. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, say, "Preacher, I'm not saved." Heads are bowed and eyes closed. Tell you what you do. If you're not saved here today, just look up here at me. Right here in my eyeballs. Just right here. Just for a moment. Anybody like that? You're not saved? Amen. I'll tell you what to do. You know what to do? You come this morning, somebody can take this Bible and show you how you can be saved. You can do that today. Why don't you come? Right now. How about it? Would you? Let one of these ladies, Sister Piet, take her Bible and show you. You can get saved today. Would you come? Come on. Come on. Amen. That's right. That's the way to do it. Amen. Come on, sis. Amen. Amen. That's the way to do it, girl. That's the way to do it. Somebody else? Anybody? Sir? Young lady? Young man? Would you come today? Would you? How about it? That's how you do it. Get up out of your seat and come. Let me ask you this, child of God. Why don't we start this revival outright? Why don't you come around this old-fashioned altar and say, "Oh God, I don't want to have the wrong feelings. I want a conviction. I want, Lord, I want to live for you. Would you come?" Now there's folks around. If you need to get saved, why don't you come? Why don't you come? Girls, how about it? How about it? Would you come? Would you come? God dealing with your heart. I see those tears. I wouldn't let them go to waste. I wouldn't let them go to waste. Would you come, girl? Come. There's folks to pray with here. Come on. Come on, would you? Would you? Why set you here till you die? Need to come. Need to come. All we're tarry a while. There's folks pray. It's a good sight. Y'all look up here and look if you want to. This a good sight. Would you come? Would you? Some of you maybe need to pray with your mama, granddaddy, grandma. Brother Gary's standing right here. He'll pray with you. Would you come? Would you come? Father, bless this invitation. God, have your way. Help us here, Lord. This young lady come to get saved. Thank you, Lord. Make it easy for her and others that need to. Oh, God, move in this invitation time. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. You just take your time. Amen. Come on, preacher.
Feeling. The Spirit of God knows that you have emotions. And when you just get tired of being down and you get tired of the effects of sin in your life, that's a feeling, folks. It's not a good feeling. God wants to exchange that feeling. No, salvation's about facts. Repentance of your sin and forgiveness, that's Bible facts. But God touches us where it hurts, right in the heart, right where the feelings are. I believe folks have been touched. The Bible talks about that for you have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You know, our infirmities, they bring on some feelings. Sometimes our sin, our iniquities, they don't give us good feelings. When you're lost, you can go to church, you just don't feel right. You go through the religious motions and you just feel empty still. The same is true with those of us that are saved. When we allow sin in our lives and we don't repent of it. Go to church, you know the Bible stories and all that. You get up and leave and you still don't feel closer to God. I'm glad that God doesn't want to leave us with an empty feeling. He wants us to be fulfilled. He wants us to have joy. You know what that is? That's a feeling, folks. Joy is a feeling. You know how that comes about? David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Man, you get saved, all of a sudden, I just don't feel it. You'll get a feeling. You'll feel like you've never felt before. You begin to develop some compassion and some godly desires. You begin to feel like you never felt before. There's nothing wrong with feelings, folks. I'm glad. I'm scared. I get scared when people don't have any feelings. There's prisons loaded with people that don't have any feelings. Their consciences get defiled and they get seared. And they can do... You saw this week, probably everyone in this room has seen a newscast. I believe it was in New York City. And there was a black man that's supposed to be homeless. I don't know if he was or not. But he walked up to a serviceman in uniform and asked for a handout. And the man, it's on video camera, that had surveillance cameras that captured the moment. And he gave him some money. I don't know how much, but he gave him a handout. And unfortunately for that serviceman, he began to have a seizure. And it's recorded, and the man dropped to the ground. And he's thrashing about. And that man picked his pockets. You talk about being past feeling. That's past feeling, folks. I'm glad God had some feeling, though. Because the next day, he found the creep. And I hope he goes to jail good. Folks, you know how God must think when he looks down at us after what he's done for us, and he sees us continuing to wallow around in sin, and I wonder how it makes him feel. I wonder how God feels when he provides opportunities like this morning, for people to get saved, people to get committed to God, people to say, "No more, Lord. I want to feel like I'm a child of God. I want to feel like I belong." It's all it takes. We had a good service today. I believe God met with us. God spoke to us. And nothing wrong with having some good feelings. And I hope you feel differently than when you came in today. I know one gal has.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did she get saved this morning?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Come on down here, girl.
Welcome to the family.
Come on right down here.
Come on down here. You can do it. You're one of us.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, tell her you're glad she got saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll close that service off.